RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we will get a very special edition of People's Court. I want to play this for you in case you missed it. Here is the head trainer for the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is the timeline that he believes Patrick Mahomes is on.
Every player's different. Every sport's different. Every position's different. And with him, traditionally, he's going after it so hard, and he's so in tune with what he does that he does it a little quicker. Ballpark on this thing is 9 months. Could be a month or two less, a month or two more. You never know what goes on, and everybody's designed differently biomechanically, and so you just have to go through it, and then he's got, you know, position-specific things that he needs to do. So right now, I'll give you this, early on in the rehab phase, we're doing a lot to get his muscles firing, get the swelling down, and he's in a protective brace right now so that all that surgery heals in.
I am not saying that it will happen, but I firmly believe that this is the timetable that the organization has placed on Patrick Mahomes. I think that is the expectation and the goal that he is shooting for himself. I'm not going to miss an important game that we have. So he got the second opinion. He got the surgery. He has already begun rehab. I mean, he had all of this happen before the Chiefs had their first practice without Patrick Mahomes. So this thing, it feels like, and I'm not a doctor, it feels like this thing is moving pretty quickly, but I 100% believe that the plan is for Patrick Mahomes to start week one of next season. Now, if he accomplishes it, let's see. And it's certainly not a failure if he doesn't and he ends up starting week four, week five of the NFL season. And he just told you, Rick Burkholder, that it is a give or take. It could be 9, maybe 10 months, maybe a little bit sooner. Let's see how things are progressing. And we will obviously get updates as the offseason continues to progress. I want to play one more audio for you guys before we talk a little college football. Here is Travis Kelce. A lot of people are up in arms, and I use that loosely with what Travis Kelce had to say. Here is what he had to say on his podcast, New Heights.
And, you know, battled through everything, and he's going to battle through this. It's the only way this guy is wired, man. He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever. And you know, hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs as soon as possible, man.
I believe that he is saying the Chiefs as in the medical staff, not disassociating himself from the Chiefs. I don't think that that is an admission that Travis Kelce has made his decision. Now, I mean, I think we all can potentially see where this is headed. His contract expires at the end of the season. So he has to negotiate a new deal with Kansas City either way. Like, he is a free agent at the end of the season. So do you want to go play for another team? Do you want to come back to Kansas City? Do you want to retire? Like, these are questions that are going to need to be asked, but I'd be absolutely floored if Travis Kelce came back in the NFL next season and wasn't playing for the Chiefs. I don't think that Travis Kelce is going to play tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles next season. I would be absolutely stunned if that ended up being the case. So look, we got People's Court coming up the hour. I largely want to play because Rob was up in arms about this. How dare Joel Klatt say this? So Joel Klatt is making a lot of college basketball fans mad with this comment.
The reason the Group of Five is included in this playoff is to avoid antitrust litigation. That's it, guys.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're not looking for a Cinderella. Nobody cares in football about James Madison or you know, the equivalent of George Mason going. Didn't George Mason go to the Final Four or
they
something
did.
Like
yes.
that? Nobody cares in football about that. We don't want Cinderellas. We want the best teams playing each other at the end. In fact, hot take. I mean, like, the hottest of all takes that I've ever had in my entire life. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and the least fair tournament in all of sports. We go and we put teams at odd times on neutral sites in a one game affair. Like, that doesn't crown a true champion. We're not doing anything that tells us who's the best team over the course of the entire season. You know, like, if anything, the NCAA basketball tournament should act exactly like the old World Cup, which we should have groups. They should all get guaranteed three games, and they should be played at the higher seeds arena so that those seeds are rewarded for a quality game. And that way we don't just get to see, like, you know, Kentucky one and done against George Mason or something like that. Well, that's stupid. That's stupid. Again, hottest of all takes, but that would make the NCAA basketball tournament far better. Neutral site one and duns? What are we doing?
All right. Rob, I'll let you go first on this because you were coming in hot. This is one of the things you said. We got to talk about this on the show today. I'll let you go first because you were very upset at Joel Klatt's take.
Listen, I'm going to let the college basketball bad idea slide. And I'm just going to say this about Joel Klatt's idea because it's terrible. When did college football turn into something that it's not? Because what makes college sports, both football and basketball, great is so much more than just how we crown a champion. But it feels like ever since the playoff has been birthed onto us as a fan base, we have changed from what makes college football fun to we have to find the purest, cleanest way to get the best team to play for the championship. That's not what college sports is about. College sports is so much more than just the goal of crowning a champion. And I know we've stripped these things away from college sports for the last 5-10 years. We don't have conferences that make sense. We don't have regional rivalries anymore. We don't have, you know, special Saturdays. We're like, KU and MU used to play at the end of the year. Now it's in September. Like, these things have changed and they've gotten worse for it. But when did college football become purely worried about only a champion. That's not the essence of college football. The essence of college football is whether you're a Missouri fan, K-State fan, James Madison fan, Florida Atlantic fan, Kansas fan, Alabama fan. What makes it great is a Saturday you get to watch your school, you get excited, you do your traditions, you watch your team, and then you also get to watch the other games. It is not this pursuit of a pure, perfect, clean way to pick a champion. And I hate that's what we're turning college football into. What makes college basketball fun is, yes, it's not the best way to determine a champion, but it highlights what makes college basketball great, which is that on any given day, George Mason can be just as good as UConn, and we have a chance to prove it, and fans travel, and there's pods and all the things. But Joel Klatt doesn't like that about college sports. He just likes a best way to determine a champion, and I don't like that. I don't like that's what we're becoming as a society and fan base.
Can I make some of his arguments? Now, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't have this take. I think we could agree, despite how fun the NCAA tournament is, it is not the best way to determine who the best team is in college basketball. It is incredibly random and doesn't really highlight the fact that you were the best team over 35 games and now one bad shooting night could eliminate you. Now, it is fun. But I think at the core of what he is saying, it is the college basketball tournament is random. I don't want it to be random to determine a champion. That's what I think he is saying. And I also think if you were looking at it through the lens of college football is very rarely random. Very, very rarely random. And I would say one of the flaws in college football right now is I feel like they are chasing the feeling from Boise State, Oklahoma. We got a playoff here in which you're trying to tell me the 12 best teams in college football, and we got one game with Tulane and one game with James Madison. Bro, what are we doing here? Now, I'm not saying they don't deserve any seat at the table, but you're saying we got two of these spots? I feel like we're doing a lot. Now, to what you were saying, and I think you are right, college football is trying so hard to be the NFL light and NFL junior that it is moving far away from just what I think you and I want college football to be. And I get it. You got to placate towards the Ohio States. You got to placate towards the Texas. But man, there's way more Iowa States. There's way more Missouris and Kansas States and Colorados and those kinds of programs that it just feels like it is squeezing out all of those kind of programs. And they are just trying to create a system that only really benefits eight schools in the country, which makes probably for some decent television, but just doesn't to me give the variety of college football that just makes the entire thing fun.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.